Our project is on the Jolson Road Cemetery in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Now, I tried going here, but I couldn't, but I do have some information on it with my partner, Elizabeth.
So first thing that on our cemetery I found was that there is a legend called the Betty Jolson legend. If you say, "Betty Jolson, I have your baby," she will apparently appear. Some people saw her in the middle of the road. Some people thought it was a real person in the road. Betty is described around 30 years old. She's wearing old clothing. Most people report her hiding behind a tree, sometimes peering out to see who's calling her name. The first thing that they see is her white hat, some of her face, and a hand grasping the tree.
Some people have also said that there are cold spots, visual colors on pictures, and ghost sightings.
They call it the Blood Cemetery because of Abel Blood that has been buried since 1867. Abel Blood is one of the most famous ghosts. Jolson Road Cemetery is one of America's most haunted cemeteries.
The backstory of the cemetery was that it was a family cemetery in colonial times. The house burned down. Some of the fire victims were buried in a small plot near the remains of the house. Another house was built on the site, but it also got burned down. Like the previous fire, the people were buried close to the home. After that, people gave up on the location and turned it into a cemetery.
The Jolson Road area was a site for at least two large Native American battles. Nations from the South and North met near Jolson Road to engage into a bloody warfare.
I was looking up reviews on the cemetery and I found two reviews that I was really interested in. I went online to look at reviews on the cemetery and I saw someone say this. I went to Jolson Road Cemetery, and I saw a woman in a long white dress just as I walked through the gate in the middle on the right side. There's also a red orb, almost like a laser point, on the right side where the woman in white stood there for about 15 minutes. I saw a shadow figure behind a wall in the right corner. It was going over the wall to enter the cemetery. It saw me looking at it and then ducked down behind the wall and vanished. I didn't see anything else after that. I did take some pictures. I didn't capture any orbs or anything on film, but the photos I took at the back right corner came back pitch black. Another person said, "If anyone wants to visit a haunted cemetery, then this is the one. I used to do some ghost hunting, and this is one of the sounds I recorded. Children laughing in the woods at 11:30 at night in March. Angry mob sounds, rocks smacking together, temperature change, and two strange photos of what looks like a mist-type ghost looking into my camera in two different shots. Plus that feeling of being watched. Hollow Hill is right. There's plenty going on here."